Merry Christmas, and congratulations that you've survived another pre-Christmas season. All the shopping and the marketing and the reindeer and the sweets, you've survived another one. Way to go. Here's the truth, though, folks. Christmas has nothing to do with Santa. And Christmas has everything to do with the Savior. And as we talk about this Savior for just a few minutes, I want us to head in the direction of a verse that summarizes Christmas without using any Christmas language. But it's the incarnation passage found in John chapter 1 and verse 14. The Apostle John wrote, "The Word became human." There, the phrase, "the Word" is Jesus. Jesus became human, and he made his home among us. And he was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. Amen. When it comes to animals, our house is a zoo. If it could happen, it has happened. We had a bird fly down into our house through the chimney, and we couldn't find it. We knew it was somewhere in the house. Flew around for, seemed like days, I don't know. Finally found it and got it out. There was another bird, you probably had this happen, flew into a sliding glass door over and over and over, thinking it was seeing a sweetheart or something. Knocked itself silly. We had a goldfish we forgot to feed for a week, and it survived. We had a rabbit, a pet rabbit, that we allowed to have just one bite from a plant in the backyard, and it did not survive. We had a ringtail cat get caught in our attic. We knew it was there, and we set a trap, one of those traps that's kind of like a cage, and a wire cage. Caught it. That was the good news. The bad news, the cage was right on top of the cable of our cable television, and that ringtail cat just chewed right through it. If it could happen, it's happened in our house. Sometimes I wonder if other people have animal stories like we do. I think my favorite of our animal stories has to do with a hamster. A hamster by the name of Fred. Now, you got to go way back for this one. Back in 1999, our daughter Sarah was in charge of Fred. She at the time was 9 years old. And she had another hamster. I don't remember the name of that hamster, but I remember this particular hamster's name was Fred. And I remember that Sarah came up with the idea of letting Fred run up and down the keyboard of my wife Dinalyn's piano. I don't know exactly what Dinalyn thought about that idea, but she wasn't home. And I was. And I guess I was in charge. And so in fine fatherly fashion, I sat on the couch and I watched Sarah watch Fred. And Fred wasn't doing anybody any harm. He was just enjoying tickling the ivories, I guess you could say. And Sarah giggled, and I giggled, but after a while, we all got bored and tired. So Sarah took the hamster, Fred, and placed him at that part of the piano where you typically have a place for sheet music. And she just left him there. I dozed off. She stepped away for just a moment, and a moment is all Fred needed to get in trouble. And you need to know, you need to understand that the piano was one of these horizontal types. Had it been an upright piano, Fred would have been safe. Or had the lid been closed, Fred would have been safe. But the piano was not upright and the lid was opened. And I opened my eyes just in time to see Fred lean over the top and tumble into the belly of the piano where all the wires and the pedals are, Sarah and I sprang to action, but by the time we got over to the piano, it was too late. Now, what made matters even worse, if you ever look in these pianos, there's just a slight little opening where a hamster or something about that size could slip down, not just on top of the wires, but underneath the wires. And that's what happened to Fred. We could see him running back and forth under the wires, but we could not get him out. We saw his furry little back under the wires, but he was stuck. And we were stumped. How do you get a hamster out of a piano? Do you know? I sure didn't. So we began trying to figure out a solution. We began with nudges. We stuck our fingers in between the wires and would kind of bump it one way or another. But that didn't work. Fred just ran. One time he ran and found a corner of the piano that I bet the piano designer didn't even know was there. He disappeared. We couldn't even see him. We had to get out flashlights and lamps and try to finally he came out, so we started calling him, shouting into the piano, seeing if we could get him to work his way back to the safe place. We were like a search party. Hey, Fred, can you hear me? Or we were like his best friend. Fred, come on, friend. Or his mother, Freddy Pooh, come on out. Or even a drill sergeant, come on, Fred. Nothing worked. Coaxing didn't work. Calling didn't work. So we thought, well, how about maybe just a little bit of piano music? Now, we had to be careful. I mean, you know, certain songs could be dangerous. Arousing John Philip Sousa song might knock him out. And so we tried to be delicate. Just a touch here. A touch there. And then we would listen. And then another key, and then another. Always listening for that pitter-patter of happy little hamster feet. But we never heard it. So we got creative. Maybe some familiar tunes would work. We thought Three Blind Mice. Thought it'd make him homesick. Didn't work. How about this one? I've Got You Under My Strings. Thought it'd be romantic. That didn't work either. So we attempted a rendition of Pop Goes the Hamster. He refused to come out of hiding. Only one solution remained. We had to dismantle the piano. Now, that would be easy for some of you. You need to know, folks, these hands are not handy. I can barely open a loaf of bread, much less the belly of a piano. But Fred was stuck. We were worried about him. Fred might start to stink, and we were worried about that. And so we had no choice. So I retrieved a Phillips screwdriver. I couldn't find anything that could be unscrewed. I looked everywhere. I finally took a pedal off, but that didn't work. So we were utterly out of options. Fred never came up for air, and I never came up with an idea. And so when we took a break, Sarah and I began to talk about all these funny animal stories and wonder if maybe God brings these animal stories into my life because I'm a preacher and he knows I'm going to need stories. And boy, I tell you what, this is a good one. Because maybe you sensed it, but you and I have a lot in common with Fred the hamster. We took a fall. Fred fell into a piano According to the Bible, every human being who's ever lived has fallen away from God. Every person, without exception. Fred fell into a bunch of wires and pedals. We fell into temptation, fell into bitterness, fell into racism, fell into anger. As much as we'd like to blame it on Adam and Eve, the truth is we've all had our share of forbidden fruit. The Apostle Paul was straightforward. He said, we all have fallen. And like Fred, we're trapped. We realize something inside of us, doesn't it tell us we were not made to live in a world like this? Something is not right. All these cemeteries, all this sadness, all this brokenness, all these bodies that don't work, all these relationships that don't function. Something is wrong. We're mad at each other all the time. Nations rage, dictators rage. Is this really how it was supposed to be? Somehow we know we were not made to be trapped in here, but we don't know how to get out. And when God helps, we don't know how to respond. He coaxes, just like Sarah and I did. He sticks fingers into our world through circumstance, through situations. He tries to lead us to an opening, but we have this odd proclivity to dash to a corner when we sense his presence. He calls us, he whispers, he shouts, but we don't always answer. He even plays music. You know that's what a sunset is, right? That's God's symphony. Snowflakes, soaring eagles, beluga whales, endless beauty, a universe we cannot measure. That's there to cause us to listen, to look up. Sometimes we do, but most of the time we stay in the corners. And God has been known to do a little dismantling as well. Those times when our world seems to be coming apart, well, God has been known to pull out a Phillips to get our attention. Not because he doesn't love us, just the opposite. He does love us. Even if that means entering our world. I said it jokingly to Sarah. I said, you know, honey, if you or I could just become a hamster, we could enter the piano and we could lead Fred out. But we would never do that. Even if we could, would you? Raise your hand if you're willing to be a hamster. I'm not either. Furry, small, tiny, two teeth. Claws. Would you do that? God did. That's the story of Christmas. That God became one of us so we could become one with him. That God entered our world to save us so we could someday enter his. As John wrote, the Word became human and made his home where? Among us. And he was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. I think the operative word there is among. He made his home not over us or not away from us, but among us. He has walked this earth. He has felt this dirt. He has breathed this air. He has sensed what you sense. Consequently, there's never a time that you offer a prayer that he shakes his head and says, I just don't get that person. We do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with us. But the Bible tells us that he has been tempted in every way, just as we are. So let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. Why? Because he was among us. He donned the costliest of robes, a human body. He made a court out of cows. He made a throne out of a manger. He became one of us so that he could show us out. Why, there was a time he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And no one can come to the Father except through me. So he came into our world to lead us out. That's the story of Christmas. By the way, Fred, we finally got him out. Took quite a while, but that little opening through which he fell, he finally poked his head up through that opening, and Sarah was there, God bless her, just keeping an eye out, and she grabbed him and she pulled him out. You know what we call that? Better said, you know what the Bible calls that? Grace. Grace. Where we are rescued, not by our effort, but by His. Have you received this grace? That's the most important question you'll ever be asked. Have you said yes to this grace? Are you absolutely confident that if your life were to come to an end, that the moment you close your eyes on this life, you'd open them in the presence of Christ in the next? If your answer is yes, God bless you. I'm with you. If your answer is no or I don't know, well, we can take care of that, friend, before you leave this room. In just a few minutes, we'll have a prayer toward that end. But right now, let's pray and ask the Lord to seal this message. Grant, O Heavenly Father, a sense of understanding about Christmas, please. And thank you, dear Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Through Jesus.